I appreciate your kind invitation to come and be a part of the service tonight. And I appreciate the Lord allowing us to be here, blessing us with health and strength. And we're grateful for everyone that's here tonight, whoever you are and wherever you're from. Glad you're seated in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And as Brother Moore's already asked tonight, I do need your prayers. Ask the Lord to help us tonight, for without Him, we can do nothing tonight. If you have a Bible with you, I call your attention to the book of Acts, chapter number 17. The book of Acts, chapter number 17. And I want to begin reading in that chapter with verse number 22. Acts chapter 17, and we'll begin our reading with verse number 22. Several already standing, so once you find your place, if you are physically able, if you're willing to do so, we would invite you to stand with us. And by standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of the precious Word of God. After we read these verses, if you're able to remain standing, then we'll look to the Lord in prayer. And again, I ask you humbly to lift us up and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Acts chapter 17, verse number 22. The Bible reads like this: Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: To the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. At the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Dear Lord, I want to thank you tonight for the privilege to pray. And I want to thank you, dear Lord, for the Word of God that you have preserved to this generation. And I want to thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to. And I want to thank you, dear Lord, for saving me, putting me in the family of God, and calling me to preach, and giving us an open door tonight. Thank you, we live in a nation that we can assemble like we are assembled tonight. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, the liberty that there is in Christ. Lord, I know tonight you know my heart, you know the hearts of those that I'm preaching to tonight. Now I realize I'm a dying man preaching to dying men, women, boys, and girls. So Lord, would you have mercy on me? And would you have mercy upon the dear people that awaits my words, Lord, tonight? And for a few moments, would you hide me in the cross? Would you let me lose sight of myself? Would you give me blinders, Lord? Let me lose sight of where I'm at tonight, and let me preach without fear or favor of man tonight. May, Lord, I be that instrument, that vessel that you can feel tonight. May I be that voice that you can cry through. Would you strengthen my body? Would you strengthen my voice? Would you strengthen me in the inner man tonight? Would you call to my remembrance the scriptures? Would you anoint us afresh
and anew and enable us and permit us how to preach tonight. Would you literally preach through us the Word of God tonight? And may the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May, Lord, the Word of God then find lodging in our hearts and lives tonight. May sinners be awakened, convicted, and brought to a place of repentance and faith. May the saints be fed. May, Lord, our spirits be refreshed, and our hearts and souls revived. May those that are cold and indifferent get right and draw nigh to you tonight. May, Lord, those that need to be reproved, I would be so tonight. Encourage every discouraged heart. Strengthen the weak tonight. Oh, have your way among us. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And Lord, above everything that you do tonight, I pray you get glory and honor unto your high and holy name. Lord, what you're pleased and privileged to do in, through, and for us, we'll bow with the head and thank you for it. We'll praise you, Lord. Oh, God, for without you we can't do nothing. And Lord, we'll bless your name for everything you do. In Christ's wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing as we read the Word of God and prayed together. Of course, you're familiar with this passage, Acts chapter 17. Paul is at Athens, Greece. He's been there some time waiting on the other brethren to come to him. As he is there at Athens, he begins to notice that the whole city is given to idolatry. As he goes to the synagogue, as he goes to the marketplace, as he listens to all these Epicureans and the Stoics, these philosophers, and they begin to talk about something new, something different, searching for some kind of wisdom that nobody has ever had before, Paul, my friend, gets stirred in his spirit. And he begins to, my friend, proclaim in the synagogue the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He then goes to the marketplaces, and my friend, when they'll listen, my friend, he'll tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and Him resurrected. These, my friend, folks at Athens, since they're always interested in hearing, my friend, and talking about some new thing, they say we want to hear more about this resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a new thing. We've never heard it before. And so they invite Paul to a place according to the Scripture in this text tonight, to a place that my friend called Areopagus. That is the judgment hall that's in Athens, Greece. It is literally the high point of the philosophers. I mean, it's the pinnacle of where they come to discuss, my friend, all the things that they have heard and that they have learned. And so there on Mars Hill, they turn it over to the Apostle Paul, my friend, to talk to them and tell them about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is where we begin our reading tonight. And Paul says, my friend, first of all, when he takes the podium, my friend, to preach and to proclaim the Lord Jesus, he said, well, I want to say, first of all you men of Athens, you're too superstitious. Amen. He said, you've got spiritualism, but you don't have spirituality. Are you hearing me? Are you interested, my friend, in the unknown? Are you interested in mysticism? Oh, hear me. Are you interested in all the things out yonder of the mind and spirit? And while you're searching searching for a church in your superstition and mysticism and spiritualism. There is a God that you are missing. Anybody hearing me today? I sort of believe Paul could pretty much, my friend, preach in any city in the United States tonight, and I preach that message and be right at home and right on target tonight. Hey, what a day, my friend, of mysticism, of spiritualism. Oh, are you hearing me? God help us. And though we sent men to the moon and have technology, my friend, that's hard to comprehend, yet there are still those that look to palm readers and card readers and magicians and astrologers in this day. And some have crossed the line and think spiritualism is spirituality. But there's a vast difference tonight, hear me, in mysticism and in, thank God, the workings of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Are you hearing me tonight? And this old time way of Christianity that we're trying to serve God with tonight. Amen. Oh, you listen. He said, you're too superstitious. And he said, I passed by one of your altars, one of your many altars, and you're trying to worship every kind of God. Hey, what they were doing was being politically correct. And what they were doing was not offending anybody. Amen. So you gotta have a little God for Buddha, and you gotta have a little God for the Muslims and the Hindus. God help us in America tonight to understand our God is a jealous God. And I'm telling you, friend, tonight, thank God we do have a spiritual heritage tonight. And God did found my friend, this nation, and is protecting it tonight. But it's not the strange God that's been brought into our nation tonight. It is Jehovah God and His Son Jesus Christ. That's who our allegiance ought to be to tonight. That's who founded this nation, and by Him are we saved tonight. Are you hearing me? And He alone, thank God, shall we serve tonight. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Hallelujah. And so he said, I came by an altar and there was an inscription on that altar to the unknown God. He said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship? He said, him I declare unto you. Anybody listening tonight? Oh, bless His name. In other words, thank God, Paul said, I want to proclaim, thank God, this unknown God. Well, that is what the word declare means. I want to speak. I want to tell. I want to make known this unknown God. Hallelujah. Oh, I might say it like this tonight. The old timers that I grew up around, they used to have some sayings that were unusual, sayings that they would say. I never forget being around some of them, and if something surprising happened, if something that was news to them or shocking to them, my friend, they'd say, well, I'll declare. Hallelujah. Yes, that's what I want to do tonight. Hallelujah. And that's what Paul is doing. He stayed around Athens so long and saw all that idolatry and superstition. Hey, God. And he saw this inscription to the unknown God. And he said, well, I'll declare. I've never seen nothing like this. Hey, God. My friend. And his spirit couldn't stay. My friend, unstirred, and his mouth couldn't stay quiet. I got him to speak up and speak up. He you're trying to worship, that God that's unknown to you is a God that can be known tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Here am I declare unto you. He said, now you are ignorantly worshiping that God. This God that you claim to be unknown. I'm thankful tonight the unknown God is a God that can be known. Amen. I will admit that you know Him. That you are acquainted with Him. Amen. As a matter of fact, He said there are few that would be saved. There would be few that would enter in the straight gate and walk the narrow way. And there would be few that would find this way of salvation. Thank God, but it's not because He's a God that's not known. It's not because He's not a God that's not nigh. Thank God, we can have her seal after Him, though He be not far from every one of us. The problem is Romans chapter 1. Men do not like to retain God in their mind, in their knowledge. Are you hearing me tonight? Yes, we can know Him. And yes, He wants us to know Him tonight. He don't want to remain the unknown God. Are you listening? But yet many do not know Him tonight. They may know about Him, but they're not personally or particularly acquainted with Him tonight. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ was God incarnate. Thank God. The Lord Jesus Christ was God in flesh. Amen. Thank God, His name should be called Emmanuel, which by interpretation, God with us. Without controversy, great is the mystery of God in it. God was manifest in the flesh. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them. Are anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. But though He was in the world, according to John's Gospel, chapter number 1, John said He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And it's prevalent in our day. Paul spoke to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7. And he said these words. He said one sign of the last days would they would be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Anybody listen to me tonight? Oh God, help us. By nature, man is a far off from God, and wicked men go further. But unread God pursues man. Unread ever since Adam walked away from Him in the garden, God's been searching and looking for mankind. Hallelujah tonight. Thank God. And unread Christ came in the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And the blessed Holy Ghost is still in this world, in this generation, calling out a bride, God saying for the Son, calling out a church, and seeking for those that are lost. Are you hearing me tonight? And He's a God that can be known tonight. Amen. Oh, bless His name tonight. Hallelujah. Not only is it the world that rejects Him. Matter of fact, the Bible said He came to His own, and His own received Him not. Speaking of the Jewish nation, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and said, we speak to you of that mystery, that hidden wisdom of God that's been hid since the foundation of the world. He said, which the world has not known. He said, nor even the princes. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 8. The princes of this world, speaking of the Jewish nation, he said, they didn't know it. Or he said, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah.
So Christ was in the world that He made with His own hands, spoke with His own words, His own mouth and His own tongue. Hey, God keeps it going by His own power. Hey, God made of a woman made under the law. I came to His own people and the world didn't recognize Him. And His own people, I didn't know who He was. Are you hearing me? And then in the day, I worship in a God in an ignorant manner. Are y'all hearing me? It's just to an unknown God. He's a figment of their imagination. He's somebody that they've heard of, but they've never experienced the reality that there is in knowing Him in the forgiveness of sin.
Amen. Oh my. It's a sad commentary. When Pharaoh was told by Moses and Aaron, said, the Lord said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, I know not the Lord, and therefore I'll not let you people go. Hallelujah. But he found out who God was. Hallelujah. Found out a little late down yonder, drowned at the bottom of the Red Sea, but he found out who God was. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Oh my. And sad commentary in Judges chapter 2, verse number 10, when the Bible tells us in the previous verses that Joshua died. Amen. Verse 10 said also that whole generation died, and there arose another generation who knew not the Lord, nor the works that He had done for Israel. Here's a people that had His commandments. Here's a people that had the very oracles of God. Here's a people that had the tabernacle. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And yet did not know the God they were supposedly serving. Isn't it sad in churches tonight and churches today and churches throughout the week that folks will come together and talk about a God and sing to a God and give some little facet, a shit to some God, but never how personally I met the Lord? Oh, you hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Well, what do you think about that, preacher? Well, I'll declare what I think about it. Well, I'll declare. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Oh, my. But not only does that word, thank God, could it be used in this manner tonight that our forefathers used it when they were surprised, or thank God, and say, well, I'll declare. But that word declare, if you go out of this country tonight and then come back in, as you enter through customs, the customs agents will say to you, do you have anything to declare? In other words, have you bought something, purchased something? Has something been given to you? Are you bringing something back that you didn't have when you left? Hallelujah. And Paul said, I'm amazed when I see all of this idolatry, and I say, well, I declare. But he said, on top of that, I got something to tell y'all. Hey, I got something on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. I was like y'all. I worshiped the unknown God. I was a Hebrew and a Pharisee. I was jealous of the law. Hey, God, I thought I was going about fulfilling the righteousness of the law, pleasing God, serving God, and all the time I was kicking against the prince and going right opposite to God. I had religion, but not regeneration. Hey, are you hearing me? But he said, on that road to Damascus, I met the Lord. I got converted. I got born again. I got saved by grace. I come to the knowledge of who God is. And ever since then, I've got something to declare. I've got something that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well. Now there's some here tonight that's known me ever since I've been born into this world, sitting in this service tonight. Thank y'all for listening to this old preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank you. And growing up in the fashion that I grew up and the way we grew up and going to church, well, four times every week in them early days, at least. And if this revival is more than that, somebody else had a revival, we went to their meeting. And so revival was our life. Matter of fact, there wasn't nowhere else to go back then. That's exactly right. There are a few places. Amen. And maybe what few they were, preachers. Thank God told us how worldly and sinful they were. So we went to the house of God. And everybody else alone.
Come on.
Anybody listening to me?
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, yeah, and they went overboard. Well, there might be times in their life when they did. Thank God, but Lord, we corrected it and went off on the other side trying to overcorrect.
You're right.
Amen. Thank God. Are y'all hearing to me tonight? Oh, God, help us. How about growing up? Thank God. I believe what they told me. I believe what my parents, what my grandparents said. I believe what the Sunday school teacher told me. I believe what the pastor, thank God, and preachers told me. There's some of them right here tonight. And they preached to me when I was a young one. Oh, my. And I did my best to declare what they had declared to me. Thank God. I said it's right. I said it's true. Thank God. But I just declared it. Thank God, because they declared it. I just said it because they said it. It was the truth. But it wasn't because I knew it. Thank God, I was taking their word for it. But one Saturday night, in that old-fashioned altar, kneeling on the right-hand side, I got something from another world that I never had had before. And I want to tell you tonight, I declare what He's done for my soul. I've not declared it because you declared it. I've declared it because I've got something that I didn't have before. Well, hallelujah. I've got life and life eternal. And I want to declare tonight that I'm saved, that I'm forgiven, that heaven's my home, and I'm blood washed and saved by grace tonight. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, bless His name. Amen. Paul said, I want to declare. I want to declare who God is. Amen. Bless His name tonight. You're worshiping a God ignorantly. You say He's an unknown God. But Paul said, I declare unto you that He's a God that can be known.
Right.
He's a God that can be felt.
Right.
He's a God that can be approached. Hallelujah. He's a God that you can fellowship with.
Right.
He's a God that you can have a relationship with. He's a God that will become a friend. That'll stick closer than a brother. Anybody hearing the preaching? Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. Oh my. Now look at this tonight. First of all, He declares, hey God, who He is. Amen. He declares who this God is. Hallelujah. May I remind you tonight that if you ever know Him, it'll come by revelation. Hallelujah. Now, since I grew up in the 60s and 70s, there's a lot of different ideas that's come out, a lot of different methods and means that folks are using to deal or approach with sinners. Anybody listening to me? Are you hearing me? Modern evangelism and mass evangelism says sign a card.
Yep.
Shake somebody's hand. agree with these verses that I read to you, or repeat the sinner's prayer.
Come on. Yeah, come on,
preacher. Hallelujah. Yeah, listen to me tonight. And if you do those things, you meet those requirements, then that makes you saved. Are you hearing me? But I preach to you tonight that salvation is a revelation. For you cannot know God except by revelation. Luke chapter 10, verse 22, Jesus said, "All things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. And who the Father is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him." If you ever come to know God, it'll be by revelation. You can't sit in a church long enough. You can't sing loud enough in a choir. You can't put enough money in the offering plate. Hey, you can't quit enough bad habits and start enough good ones. You can't keep enough rules and regulations to find out who God is. If you ever find out, the Son will have to reveal Him to you. There'll have to be a personal introduction. Hey, God, from your heart, hey, to the heart of God. Are y'all hearing me? God's too holy. We're too unholy. And the God have a mediator today, man, and a high priest, and a go-between to thank God at Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ, by His blood that He shed there, reconciled them, alienated sinners. I go, to the life in God. I'm glad to be saved to God. I'm glad to know Him because of the Son revealed Him unto me. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. Jesus and His disciples went out through the coast of Caesarea Philippi. Jesus said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Well, some say you're Jeremiah, or Elias, or one of the other prophets, and some say you're John the Baptist." He said, "But who do you say I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Hath revealed this unto thee. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He's building His church on the knowledge of who Jesus is, on the knowledge of who the Father is. Hey, and the Father's got to reveal the Son to you, and the Son's got to reveal the Father to you. Amen. Well, bless His name. And in this day of grace in the church age, hey, God, that introduction takes place by the Holy Ghost. You can't get saved till you get lost. And you can't get lost if there's no Holy Ghost convention. But under Holy Ghost convention, I'm glad, thank God, you can become godless sorrow and repent of your sin and trust Christ by faith. And God, for Christ's sake, will forgive your sin, and you can know who God is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's probably time for me to be through, and I ain't got started good. Oh, help us, Lord. He said, first of all, declare who He is. First thing He said, He's Lord of heaven and earth. First thing you find out about God, He's boss.
Yeah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. First thing you find out, He's running the show.
Come on,
brothers. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Come on,
brothers. Hallelujah. I'm reminding you tonight, sheep are not rebellious, but goats are. And our church is a field with folks that's full of rebellion. And they won't take the preacher's word. They won't take the word of God. They won't take the discipline and the direction of the church. They got their own way. Hallelujah. God help tonight. It shows their rebellion. But in the Holy Ghost conviction, God will break all your rebellion. And you'll throw in the white flag. You'll cry uncle. You'll cry calf rope. You'll say, "God, you're in charge. You run the show. You take the reins. You take the wheel." Anybody hearing me tonight? Oh, God. You sit on the throne of my heart. The first thing you'll find out, when you find out knowing who God is, you'll find out He's Lord, not only
he can snuff it out at any time. And under that fear and dread, I God, you come humbly unto him. I God, seeking his favor, his mercy, his grace for your life.
Hey, are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Something wrong with this religious generation. It acts like he's a dog that you got on a leash. Hallelujah. And you whistle and he comes. And you tug on the leash and he jumps over in your space. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, God don't do no jumping. God don't do no coming. That's up to me and you. Hallelujah. And the first thing you find out, hey God, when you come to know him, is he's Lord. Hallelujah. Several years ago, somebody come out with the idea, hey God, that you can be saved without lordship. Hallelujah. Hey God, they said make him Savior now and Lord later. The only problem is he comes in a package deal. He's not Lord or Savior. Savior or Lord. He's Lord and Savior. And if you ain't waiting for him to be your Lord, he's not willing to be your Savior. Well, help us, Lord. Who is he? He's Lord. Amen. Bless his name. Not only, he said, I want to proclaim or declare who he is, but he said, I want to declare his works. Amen. He is the God that made this universe. He is the God that created it all. Amen. He's the God that hung the stars. Hey God, the moon and the sun and the planets. He's the God that made this earth. Anybody hear me tonight? And he's the God that made me and you. He gives all life and breath and all things. Anybody listen to the preacher tonight? It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Anybody know him tonight? He is the Creator God tonight. Oh, my God. And his vastness. My God, he created this universe. This world. And made you and I. And the psalmist said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And that not so, nor a right well. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name tonight. We don't have time for all the verses tonight. Amen. Oh. But in Psalms 40 and verse 5, the Bible said, many, O Lord, my God, of thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen. Paul said to those folks at Athens, I ain't gone to those philosophers. I died at Athens that day at Mars Hill. He said, the God, and I feel that I'm talking to you about, is a God that made the world and everything therein. And he don't dwell in temples with man's hands. He's not worshipped with man's hands. Are you hearing me? He gives to all life and breath. Your own poets have said, we're his offspring. Anybody listen to me tonight? Hey, God. Oh, and his eternal power. And God is. And God is not silver and gold or brass or stone. Oh no. He's the living God. God is a spirit. Anybody hearing me? And he occupies this universe. Anybody hearing me tonight? Oh. And in bodily form, he came down to this world in the person of Jesus Christ. And Christ said, if you've known me, you've known the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I want to declare his works. Amen. I want to tell you what he's done in my life. I want to tell you what he's done. Thank God, as far as the world's concerned. He said, I want to tell you what he's done. Thank God, not only in creation, but in salvation, in redemption's work. Thank God, in the person of Jesus Christ. He's provided an avenue and an opportunity. Thank God, for men to have access to him. Oh, bless his name.
He's accomplished salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I like it, don't you? Oh, we ought to declare, amen, His works tonight. Amen. As a matter of fact, a couple of the verses I want to look at tonight. Psalms 145, verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Psalm 78, 4 said, we'll not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, His strength, His wonderful works that He hath done, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments and not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that not set their heart aright, whose spirit was not steadfast towards God. Amen. Do we still have a purpose? We do in this world. Hallelujah. Oh God, Psalm 71, 18, verse 17, I'm sorry. God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to take up the mantle of the Apostle Paul that he had in Athens, and I want to declare tonight who God is and what He's done for my soul and the works, the mighty and marvelous and wondrous works that He's performed. Amen. Hallelujah. That the next generation might know. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only did He declare who God was, not only did He declare the wonderful works that He had performed, but then He declared what God expected out of man. Are you hearing me tonight? The gospel is a proclamation. Amen. The gospel is proclaiming or declaring that God has accomplished salvation in Jesus Christ. And that He and He alone stands as the only Savior of sinners. And the only door to heaven and the only escape from hell. That's the message tonight. Amen. My. But in that proclamation of the gospel, it has a demand on the sinner. Amen. We live in a world where there's very few demands on people, and folks don't want any demands, nor responsibility. Oh, you can only be saved if you meet the gospel demands. Hallelujah. God's accomplished salvation in Christ, but you can only be benefited from that atonement, from that blood that He shed at Calvary, if you repent and believe.
Amen, brother.
And it's repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Paul said it one time, God winked at this ignorance. Yeah. What ignorance? The ignorance that men tried to make God after their own art and device, after their own hands, by making silver and brass and stone and wood images and worshiping and serving that God. He said God winked at that ignorance one time, but not anymore. God's not winking. God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. Amen. And repentance. I repent of your sins. I repent of who you are. Hey, are you hearing me tonight? I repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody listening to me tonight? Repentance is a turning from. A repentance is a turning loose. A repentance is turning your back. A repentance is agreeing with God that He's right and you've been wrong. Hallelujah. A repentance is taking sides with God against yourself. Amen. A repentance is coming under the rule and the government of God whereby you've been running according out of what you felt and what you thought. Amen. Repentance is tearing your sin out by the hair of the head by its roots. Thank God. Are you hearing me tonight? Turning from. Turning away. I'm renouncing it. Am I waving an eternal goodbye? Oh, hallelujah tonight. Bless His name. Hallelujah. And it's a must. It's a must. Hallelujah. Don't just repent, we believe. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Now, I don't know too much tonight whether you can repent if you don't believe, or you can believe if you don't repent. Hallelujah. I think they're, thank God, born in the heart at the same time. I think they're twins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And true heart repentance will lead you to a place, thank God, of faith in Christ. Repentance is negative. Thank God you turn from. Are you turn loose out? Amen. Thank God faith is positive. Oh, are you hearing me, friend? Well, bless His name. And to know Him, thank God you have to repent. Hallelujah. Now, I understand when folks say this statement, so I'm not trying to be ugly tonight, but some will say, oh, being saved is the easiest thing I ever done. Well, when I got to that point. But to get to that point's the hardest thing I ever done. When I finally repented and believed. When I finally got to that point of surrender. When I finally said yes to God. When I finally trusted Him. That is Christ. That's my only and all-sufficient Savior. It took Him just a moment. And the work was done. It was easy and simple and uncomplicated. But to get to that point. To die of my will. To die of myself. To repent. I didn't want to.
You're right.
But what I finally did. Woo! When I finally lined up with God and agreed with God and pointed the accusing finger at myself and said, God, what you said about me all this time's been right. Hey, I've been the one on the wrong side. I've been the one going astray. I've been the one lying and not telling the truth. And when I lined up with God, I found forgiveness. I found deliverance. I found peace. I found joy in my soul. Oh my. Hallelujah. Why should we repent? Why should we repent? Well, it's the only way to salvation. Amen. By the way, in this generation, there's been new doctrines come forth, and I've heard some, even in our Baptist circles, that have said and made the statement that repentance was just for the Israelites, the Hebrews, the Jews, for the nation of Israel, and it's not for the Gentile. All you have to do as a Gentile is believe. Well, if that's so, I better open up this book and I better scream at Paul tonight and tell him he's a preaching wrong, because he's standing at Athens, Greece.
Yeah.
To a bunch of Gentile Greeks. And he said the Jews want a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But he said all I do is wear back and preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And he said to the world it's foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God. Hallelujah. Why should we repent? Only salvation. Why should we repent? Because Paul said, God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath before ordained. He literally ordained him before He started the world. Ordained him to judge the world and to judge the world in righteousness. And it's an appointment of everybody. And this building's going to meet.
Right,
can't beg off. And we'll have something better to do. Oh, everybody's going. God's appointed a day in which He'll judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom He has before ordained. Now here's the crux. Whereof He's given assurance unto all men
in that He raised Him from the dead. Amen. There's a whole lot that resurrection means. He was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. He said, I am He that was dead, and behold, I'm alive. Alive forevermore, keys of death. He said, because I live, you can live also. I appreciate all the things that go with, thank God, Him rising from the dead. The Bible said He declared, I'd be the Son of God with power. He declared it all the time, but they wouldn't have it. But when He got out of the grave, thank God, it's hard to deny. Because He laid His life down, and He took it up again. But this life's for sure. It's to every soul that's ever born into this world. God's given assurance that He'll judge the world in righteousness when He raised Christ from the dead. Just as sure as Christ died up from the grave, just as He arose, that's how sure that Christ will judge this world in righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Where do you? Where are you tonight in the story? Are you one of those tonight that would love to say as Paul will, I'll declare. When I look at the mess this world's in, when I look at the mess our government's in, and our social world is in, and the church world is in, I want to say, well, I'll declare. Amen. Then on the other hand, I want to declare, thank God, because I got something to declare. Woo! Got something in the suitcase. Got something in the luggage. Hallelujah. I got something in my heart. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless His name. Amen. Oh, tonight. Does it make you want to declare? Do you have something to declare? Do you know Him tonight?
Listen now.
Do you know Him tonight? That's the main thing. Do you know Him or known of Him? If not, would you come tonight? And if you hear and your heart's not where it ought to be towards God, you're not walking in the light that God has shined on your pathway. You're not living the life in the world that God has directed you to live. Would this be the night you'd make things right? Would this be the night you'd come? Would this be the night you'd come, child of God? Turn from those things that are displeasing to the Lord and hindering your fellowship. Oh, tonight, and all sin will just be the night. You'd come on repentance and faith and be saved and know Him. Let's all stand tonight.